Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, May 3rd, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There is a moment in every life of faith when we realize quietly or abruptly we do not understand where God is leading us. We may have followed him for years. We may know his words, his promises, his presence. Yet when the road bends sharply or disappears into fog, something within us echoes the voice of Thomas, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" It's one of the most honest questions in all of Scripture. Thomas is not doubting out of rebellion. He is not rejecting Jesus. He is simply confessing what so many of us feel. I want to follow. Don't see the path. Jesus does not respond by giving directions. He does not say, "Turn left here, then right there." He does not hand them a map. He gives them something far more demanding and far more consoling. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Not a way, not a teaching, not a philosophy, but a person. There was once a man who had spent many years planning his future. He had his career all mapped out, his finances in order, his family life structured with precision. He believed in God, prayed occasionally, and attended Mass faithfully. Deep down, he trusted most his own ability to navigate life. Then, unexpectedly, everything began to unravel. Job was lost, relationship fractured. A diagnosis arrived that changed the horizon of his days. What once seemed certain dissolved into confusion. He began to pray more, not out of routine, out of desperation. One night, sitting alone in a dimly lit room, he opened the gospel. His eyes fell on these words, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He closed the book and whispered, almost in frustration, "That's not helpful. I need to know what to do." But in the silence that followed, something shifted. Not an answer, at least not the kind he expected. But a realization. He had been asking for a roadmap when God was offering a relationship. He had been asking for control when God was offering himself. And slowly, painfully at first, began to change the way he prayed, not "Show me your plan," rather "Stay with me." Not "explain everything to me now," rather "lead me." And over time, through his circumstances, even though his circumstances did not magically resolve, he discovered something deeper than clarity, discovered peace. Not because he understood the way, but because he trusted the one who is the way. This is the heart of today's gospel. Jesus does not promise us a life that is easy to navigate. He promises us himself. We often want certainty, clear decisions, predictable outcomes, visible signs. Jesus offers something greater, but may not feel like that at first. Offers us communion. To follow Christ is not to walk a well-lit highway. It is to walk with him, sometimes through darkness, sometimes through mystery, always through love. And this changes everything. Because if Jesus is the way, then the question is no longer, do I understand where I am going? The question becomes, am I staying close to him? Jesus says, I am the truth. In a world filled with competing voices, shifting values, and endless opinions, we can become disoriented. Truth can feel relative, fragile, even inaccessible. But Jesus does not offer abstract truth. He embodies it. To know him is to stand on solid ground. To listen to him is to hear what is real. To trust him is to be anchored, even when everything else trembles. This is why the saints could endure uncertainty, suffering, even persecution, not because they had all the answers, because they knew the truth, the living presence. He says, I am the life. Not merely biological existence, not mere survival, but divine life, eternal life. Life that begins now and continues forever. When we feel drained, when hope fades, when the future feels closed, Jesus does not simply give life. He is life. To remain in him is to be sustained in ways we cannot fully explain. Then he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. This is not a statement of exclusion, but of intimacy. Jesus is the bridge, the doorway, the living path into the heart of God. Every longing we carry for meaning, for love, for belonging, for home, finds its fulfillment in the Father. Jesus does not merely point us there. He takes us there. If we allow him. Where are you feeling like Thomas today? Where does your life feel uncertain, unclear, or confusing? Perhaps in your vocation, your relationships, your health, your future? You may be asking, I don't know where this is all going. How can I know the way? Jesus answers you. Not with a plan, with himself. I am the way. The invitation is simple, but not easy. Walk with him. Trust him. Stay close to him, even when you do not understand. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the way when we feel lost. The truth when we are confused, and the life when we are weary. So often we ask for answers when what we truly need is you. Teach us to trust your presence more than our understanding. Teach us to walk by faith, not by sight. The path is unclear, draw us closer to you. We are afraid. Remind us that you are near. Lead us step by step to the heart of the Father, where every longing is fulfilled and every tear is wiped away. We place our lives in your hands this day, not knowing the road ahead. but trusting the one who walks with us. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others in your life and invite everyone to join us here each day in my hermitage when we break open a passage from the gospel, apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe.